The concern, I think, from a civil society perspective, is that any support to the Zimbabwean government must be clearly tied to tangible and achievable steps with regard to the respect and the observance of constitutional governance. More so, the steps that ZANU-PF is taking to realign the current or existing laws with the new constitution, respect for political freedoms, respect for human rights generally. I don't foresee ZANU-PF immediately responding on these issues. So from a civil society perspective, the other concern then is that there appear to be some desperation on the part of the EU to normalize relations with the ZANU-PF government without tangible change being noted on the ground. So the concern remains that any support to the ZANU-PF government must be done in a manner that ultimately benefits the citizens of this country.
But in response to that, the ambassador is saying that the bloc has seen it fit to engage Zimbabwe because their argument is that they can only change things if they are directly involved as opposed to not engaging at all.
It's a plausible argument if you are looking from an outside perspective. That they have limitations to the extent to which they can change the political setup in Zimbabwe. But what we are saying is that in their discussions with the ZANU-PF government, let them put things down on paper that these are benchmarks that need to be observed or targets that need to be met in the democratization of Zimbabwe.